Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when my father-in-law, Papa B, came to live with us, I just have to tell y'all, I did not know what to do. I did not have a blueprint on how to take care of him. I knew that I did not want him to go into a home or a facility. You know, people always say, well, you know, you got four kids and how are you going to take care of four kids and an elderly man with dementia? I said, well, you know what? We can pay somebody to take care of him, but we can't pay somebody to love him. And I knew that more than anything in his latter years, Willie Brundage needed the love and support of his family. But love can't educate you. Okay, and I made some missteps. I'm not going to lie. And one of those was when he came from Ohio to Minnesota, I got this big giant packet about Medicare. And it was annual enrollment time, and I'm a new caregiver, and I was charged with picking a plan for him. I didn't know what I was doing. I picked the wrong plan. We had to pay out of pocket for a lot of the medicine that he was taking. The doctors that we wanted him to see were not in the plan. It was just all jacked up, right? And with him being a recent retiree, there was some just decisions that I had to make that I wasn't equipped to do. And sadly, I had to learn the hard way. And so one of the things that I try to do and my purpose, like Andrina was talking about in the last conversation we were having with our last guest, is my mission is that I don't want anybody else to learn the hard way. If I've got a lesson, I want it to be easy for you. We don't want anybody in your family to die from carbon monoxide poisoning. So we're talking about getting detectors. And for those of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, I don't want you to make the same mistake I did. And it's all about education and awareness. So that's why I've invited my friend Craig Stillman, the CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement here in the state of Minnesota, to join me. He is on the show now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays, Craig.
Hey, Shaletta, same to you. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. I love hearing you speak. I wish I could just go on mute and listen to you just talk, because I just like how you look at life and how you're a special person. I wish I would have known you when you were having your father-in-law figure out, you know, Medicare and all that stuff. But I appreciate that you're helping bring us here today to help kind of share some of that stuff today.
I wish I did too. You know what? It's so funny, because I was just telling somebody that you must have been, were you spying on me? Because I said, Lord have mercy, I wish I had Craig around. It's just, it would have been so much easier. It is overwhelming. And Craig, listen, we've got these intergenerational homes. You know, you've got children taking care of their parents or even grandparents in some cases. And we don't know what we're doing. You know, it's just so many options, and it can be overwhelming for seniors and other people enrolled in Medicare. This annual enrollment period that we are in right now, it's almost over, and it is so vitally important that we make right choices right now.
Yeah, well, it's so true. And you know, first, let me just say on behalf of the 18,000 Minnesota-based colleagues that I get to work with every day at United Healthcare, you know, it's a privilege and an honor to serve the Medicare beneficiaries across the state. And I'm just honored to be here with you. You know, Minnesota, United Healthcare is made in Minnesota. It's trusted everywhere. It's truly a homegrown company, and it's great. And you are exactly right. Choosing a Medicare plan is one of the most important decisions, you know, a person can make, not only for their health, but also for their wallet. And, you know, whether you're shopping for yourself or even helping a loved one like you were describing, you know, it's important to assess the coverage options. And it's really an important time of year. And like you did say, you know, it's almost up. Everybody can still make a decision. You know, we have it runs from October 15th through December 7th each year. December 7th is coming right up. I think it's December 2nd today. So, you know, we're in the final few days, so it's really important. But it's also important to say, you know, there's if anything has changed this year, either with your current plan or health status or budget, a decision to do nothing could lead to unpleasant surprises or missed cost savings in 2024.
Okay. Now, there are various parts of Medicare. That's the part that got me. That was the trickiest for me. Can you talk to us about the different part, Part A, Part B? What does all of that even mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the ABCs of Medicare is a little complicated at times. But I would say this. So Medicare, original Medicare, includes Parts A and B. Part A, basically, think about it like this. It covers inpatient care, which is hospitals and skilled nursing facilities, as well as like hospice care and even some sort of and some home health care. Now, Part B covers doctor visits. That includes outpatient hospital. It also includes, you know, some outpatient hospital services, some home health services, and durable medical equipment. But generally speaking, Part B covers, you know, about 80% of a person's health care costs, leaving them to cover, you know, the remaining 20% out of pocket. So there's no annual limit on out of pocket costs for original Medicare on Part A and B. Now, Part C, which is also known as Medicare Advantage, that combines Part A and B, which I just described, into one plan, and includes, and oftentimes, and many times, includes prescription coverages, other benefits and features not included in original Medicare. These plans are offered by private health insurance companies such as United Healthcare. Part D, D as in drugs, helps with costs on the prescription drugs, and you can enroll in a standalone Part D plan, but most Medicare Advantage plans also include prescription drug coverage. So in addition, though, to those four main components of Medicare, A, B, C, and D, there are also Medicare supplement plans, which are sometimes referred to as Medigap plans.
Now, from what I understand, and I've been doing my research for this interview because I wanted to sound smart, Medicare Advantage has been growing, experiencing rapid growth in enrollment. Why do you think people are gravitating toward that when they get ready to sign up?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, from my perspective, it's really a couple of things. First, you know, more than 10,000 people, 10,000 Americans a day are turning 65. Each day. And while the aging of the baby boomer generation is clearly contributing to the explosive growth that Medicare Advantage enrollment is seeing through that rising rapidly through that age wave, you know, Medicare Advantage enrollment has also more than doubled, though, over that past decade and now includes nearly half of all the Medicare beneficiaries. What makes that Medicare Advantage so appealing to so many people is the value and the simplicity that it really offers. You know, it provides the convenience of combining all your coverage into one plan, so you don't have to. So you just have to carry one card in your wallet and one company to work with, and two, you know, additional benefits and services that original Medicare doesn't cover, such as vision and hearing and dental and fitness memberships and disease management programs, and I could go on and on. You know, those are extra things that original Medicare doesn't cover. And then finally, you know, I would say, prescription drug coverage is included in most of these plans. So, you know, Medicare Advantage also offers, you know, that peace of mind just through greater predictability. You know, like I was just saying, original Medicare covers only 80% of the beneficiaries, you know, healthcare costs, leaving them to cover their remaining 20%. And, you know, that's a lot of unknown. So, you know, that's a big reason why Medicare Advantage is seeing that explosive growth over that time period.
Okay, now we got to take a quick commercial break. I know you were supposed to go. I'm sorry. You just going to have to stick around because I'm getting text messages and DMs from some of the people in my group. You know, when I was taking care of Papa B before he passed, you know, I got in so many groups at Family Means and at the Y, you know, the silver sneakers. We would drop our, you know, elder loved ones off and we would sit outside in the parking lot and we would go over to Kowalski's and have coffee. And, you know, and so we formed these partnerships and these relationships. And they are struggling, Craig, to try to figure this thing out. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want you to think about what advice you can offer to help make this process of choosing a plan easier. Because our parents, our grandparents are looking at us to have the answers. And I have to tell you, I was afraid to say, I don't know. And so many of us are because they're counting on us. And so I'm gonna play some commercials, but I want you to think about what can make this process easier for people like me. More with Craig Stillman when we come back. It is 12:50. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare, Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. We're talking about Medicare. Open enrollment ends on December 7th. And for some of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, it is like getting ready for the SATs, Craig. We are nervous and scared. We want to wait till the last minute. We don't want to look at it until we have to. It makes my palms sweaty and my hands itchy. It is overwhelming and confusing and quite frankly frightening, because if we mess up, if we do something wrong, you know, we've got to wait a year before we can fix it. And so I'm so grateful to you for coming on and talking about Medicare Part A and B and the Medicare Advantage that United Healthcare offers. But I also want to get your perspective, to bend your ear, to get your expertise, because I'm getting text messages and DMs from the people that I was in these support groups with who are caring for elderly loved ones. And we just want to know, the main thing they are texting me is, you know, how can you make it a little bit easier for us? How can you handicap this thing? Can we get the Cliff Notes, the Reader's Digest version? What advice can you give somebody who is doing it for the first time or did it last year and don't remember what they did wrong or right?
I agree. You know, I'll tell you this. Well, to you and friends and everybody, I get this question a lot, is, you know, choosing a Medicare plan can feel complicated. It really doesn't have to be. You know, you'll first want to check a couple things. One, check your current coverage that you have today to see if it still meets your healthcare needs, and review your benefits, you know, if they're going to change in the next year. And then I would say determine if the plan that you have is still a good fit for you and your budget. And that means paying attention to more than just the monthly premium. You'll also want to understand other out-of-pocket costs like the deductibles and the copays. You know, that stuff can add up. The good news for United Healthcare members, I would say, is that a vast majority of people will have access to $0 premium plans. And, you know, all of our standard Medicare Advantage plans will offer $0 copays for things like virtual visits, mammograms, colonoscopies, routine dental and vision and hearing exams. So, you know, I would just say a few of those things just to keep it real simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, every year there's something new. Every year there's something different. What might surprise people when they're going online this year if they haven't already signed up?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, take the time, you know, to understand and dive into options that are available to you so you can uncover some of the fantastic benefits that truly make a meaningful difference. You know, one example I could share, you know, is at United Healthcare, we're particularly focused on delivering, you know, a simple experience for our members, which means, you know, the benefits that they have are easy and to use and easy to access. So people love our United Healthcare U-Card. That's an all-in-one access point for members to use their benefits, and it is integrated with the members' online portal. So, in fact, you know, more than 6.3 million members across the country have used their U-Care card in 2023, racking up 66 million transactions amounting to more than $3 billion spent on their health and their well-being. So you know, it's important. And UCard includes all the features of a traditional health ID card and so much more. All the members can use their UCard to check in at any network provider's office or pharmacy, and they can spend earned rewards, in store or online. So again, you got a few days left to take the extra time to look into what plans offer and what's appealing to consider for your options.
Okay. We are talking to Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. Now, before you check up out of here, I need to ask you, for people who are looking for support, because these folks, they're like, girl, we're taking all the notes, ask him this, ask him that. And one question that just came in was, if folks are looking for support as they make their Medicare open enrollment decisions, where can they go? Are there some resources available?
Yes, Shaletta, of course, and I appreciate I get this question a lot as well, so thank you for asking. Is, you know, there are a lot of great resources available to help make the process of choosing a Medicare plan easier, and United Healthcare obviously is here to help. It's what we do. So for helpful educational information about Medicare, visit gettoknowmedicare.com. It's a great first stop to really ground yourself in the information so you feel prepared. But if people would like to learn more information about United Healthcare plans in particular, they can visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com, or you can call our number direct at 1-877-485-5521, and we have people ready to help, all the time.
Okay, give me that number again, because in radio, we always have to get a number twice because somebody's pulling on the side of the road and they done messed up the number. Is it 1-877? Yes, he said 1-877. Okay, give us the number.
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-877-485-5521.
Well, I know that your time is so valuable, and I just can't thank you enough for spending part of your Saturday with me, helping to educate our listeners as we are coming up on the close of this open enrollment season. You know, my mission is access and information, and you can't access the right plan if you don't get the right information. So thank you for providing that information to us today.
Shaletta, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, and I appreciate it. And good luck to everybody trying to find Medicare plans. I appreciate all the time and all of your time. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here.
And you know what I'm going to do? As soon as this show is over, I'm going to write up a story from our interview, and I'm going to post it on WCCO Radio with links and phone numbers so that if anybody wants to share it, they'll have that available. They'll be able to print it out. They'll be able to take it to church tomorrow where we come together and share after service and have coffee or, whatever we're going to be. We need to make sure we provide that information. So, Craig, I just appreciate you being here.
Likewise. Thank you, Shaletta. Talk to you soon.
All right. And you all don't go anywhere. I got more talking to do on the Shaletta Show. You know, when my father-in-law, Papa B, came to live with us, I just have to tell y'all, I did not know what to do. I did not have a blueprint on how to take care of him. I knew that I did not want him to go into a home or a facility. People always say, you got four kids and how are you going to take care of four kids and an elderly man with dementia? I said, we can pay somebody to take care of him, but we can't pay somebody to love him. And I knew that more than anything in his latter years, Willie Brundage needed the love and support of his family. But love can't educate you. Okay, and I made some missteps. I'm not going to lie. And one of those was when he came from Ohio to Minnesota, I got this big, giant packet about Medicare. And it was annual enrollment time, and I'm a new caregiver, and I was charged with picking a plan for him. I didn't know what I was doing. I picked the wrong plan. We had to pay out of pocket for a lot of the medicine that he was taking. The doctors that we wanted him to see were not in the plan. It was just all jacked up, right? And with him being a recent retiree, there were some just decisions that I had to make that I wasn't equipped to do. And sadly, I had to learn the hard way. And so one of the things that I try to do and my purpose, like Andrina was talking about in the last conversation we were having with our last guest, is my mission is that I don't want anybody else to learn the hard way. If I've got a lesson, I want it to be easy for you. We don't want anybody in your family to die from carbon monoxide poisoning. So we're talking about getting detectors. And for those of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, I don't want you to make the same mistake I did. And it's all about education and awareness. So that's why I've invited my friend Craig Stillman, the CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement here in the state of Minnesota, to join me. He is on the show now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays, Craig.
Hey, Shaletta, same to you. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. I love hearing you speak. I wish I could just go on mute and listen to you just talk, because I just like how you look at life and how you're a special person. I wish I would have known you when you were having your father-in-law figure out, you know, Medicare and all that stuff. But I appreciate that you're helping bring us here today to help kind of share some of that stuff today.
I wish I did too. You know what? It's so funny, because I was just telling somebody that you must have been, were you spying on me? Because I said, Lord have mercy, I wish I had Craig around. It's just, it would have been so much easier. It is overwhelming. And Craig, listen, we've got these intergenerational homes. You know, you've got children taking care of their parents or even grandparents in some cases. And we don't know what we're doing. You know, it's just so many options, and it can be overwhelming for seniors and other people enrolled in Medicare. This annual enrollment period that we are in right now, it's almost over, and it is so vitally important that we make right choices right now.
Yeah, well, it's so true. And you know, first, let me just say on behalf of the 18,000 Minnesota-based colleagues that I get to work with every day at United Healthcare, you know, it's a privilege and an honor to serve the Medicare beneficiaries across the state. And I'm just honored to be here with you. You know, Minnesota, United Healthcare is made in Minnesota. It's trusted everywhere. It's truly a homegrown company, and it's great. And you are exactly right. Choosing a Medicare plan is one of the most important decisions, you know, a person can make, not only for their health, but also for their wallet. And, you know, whether you're shopping for yourself or even helping a loved one like you were describing, you know, it's important to assess the coverage options, and it's really an important time of year. And like you did say, you know, it's almost up. Everybody can still make a decision. You know, we have it runs from October 15th through December 7th each year. December 7th is coming right up. I think it's December 2nd today. So, you know, we're in the final few days, so it's really important. But it's also important to say, you know, there's if anything has changed this year, either with your current plan or health status or budget, a decision to do nothing could lead to unpleasant surprises or missed cost savings in 2024.
Okay, now there are various parts of Medicare. That's the part that got me. That was the trickiest for me. Can you talk to us about the different part, Part A, Part B? What does all of that even mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the ABCs of Medicare is a little complicated at times. But I would say this. So Medicare, original Medicare, it includes parts A and B. Part A, basically think about it like this. It covers inpatient care, which is hospitals and skilled nursing facilities, as well as like hospice care and even some sort of and some home health care. Now, Part B covers doctor visits. That includes outpatient hospitals. It also includes, you know, some outpatient hospital services, some home health services, and durable medical equipment. But generally speaking, Part B covers, you know, about 80% of a person's health care costs, leaving them to cover, you know, the remaining 20% out of pocket. So there's no annual limit on out of pocket costs for original Medicare on Part A and B. Now, Part C, which is also known as Medicare Advantage, that combines Part A and B, which I just described, into one plan, and includes, and oftentimes, and many times, includes prescription coverages, other benefits and features not included in original Medicare. These plans are offered by private health insurance companies such as United Healthcare. Part D, D as in drugs, helps with costs on the prescription drugs. And you can enroll in a standalone Part D plan, but most Medicare Advantage plans also include prescription drug coverage. So in addition, though, to those four main components of Medicare, A, B, C, and D, there are also Medicare supplement plans, which are sometimes referred to as Medigap plans.
Now, from what I understand, and I've been doing my research for this interview because I wanted to sound smart, Medicare Advantage has been growing, experiencing rapid growth in enrollment. Why do you think people are gravitating toward that when they get ready to sign up?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, from my perspective, it's really a couple of things. First, you know, more than 10,000 people, 10,000 Americans a day are turning 65 each day. And while the aging of the baby boomer generation is clearly contributing to the explosive growth that Medicare Advantage enrollment is seeing through that rising and rising rapidly through that age wave, you know, Medicare Advantage enrollment has also more than doubled, though, over that past decade and now includes nearly half of all the Medicare beneficiaries. What makes that Medicare Advantage so appealing to so many people is the value and the simplicity that it really offers. You know, it provides the convenience of combining all your coverage into one plan, so you don't have to, so you just have to carry one card in your wallet and one company to work with. And two, you know, additional benefits and services that original Medicare doesn't cover, such as vision and hearing and dental and fitness memberships and disease management programs. And I could go on and on. You know, those are extra things that original Medicare doesn't cover. And then finally, you know, I would say prescription drug coverage is included in most of these plans. So, you know, Medicare Advantage also offers, you know, that peace of mind just through greater predictability. You know, like I was just saying, original Medicare covers only 80% of the beneficiaries, you know, healthcare costs, leaving them to cover their remaining 20%. And, you know, that's a lot of unknown. So, you know, that's a big reason why Medicare Advantage is seeing that explosive growth over that time period.
Okay, now we got to take a quick commercial break. I know you were supposed to go. I'm sorry. You just going to have to stick around because I'm getting text messages and DMs from some of the people in my group. You know, when I was taking care of Papa B before he passed, you know, I got in so many groups at Family Means and at the Y, you know, the Silver Sneakers. We would drop our, you know, elder loved ones off and we would sit outside in the parking lot and we would go over to Kowalski's and have coffee and, you know, and so we formed these partnerships and these relationships and they are struggling, Craig, to try to figure this thing out. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want you to think about what advice you can offer to help make this process of choosing a plan easier. Because our parents, our grandparents are looking at us to have the answers. And I have to tell you, I was afraid to say, I don't know. And so many of us are because they're counting on us. And so I'm gonna play some commercials, but I want you to think about what can make this process easier for people like me. More with Craig Stillman when we come back. It is 12:50. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. We're talking about Medicare. Open enrollment ends on December 7th. And for some of us who are caregivers to elderly loved ones, it is like getting ready for the SATs, Craig. We are nervous and scared. We want to wait till the last minute. We don't want to look at it until we have to. It makes my palms sweaty and my hands itchy. It is overwhelming and confusing and quite frankly frightening, because if we mess up, if we do something wrong, you know, we've got to wait a year before we can fix it. And so I'm so grateful to you for coming on and talking about Medicare Part A and B and the Medicare Advantage that United Healthcare offers. But I also want to get your perspective, to bend your ear, to get your expertise, because I'm getting text messages and DMs from the people that I was in these support groups with who are caring for elderly loved ones. And we just want to know, the main thing they are texting me is, you know, how can you make it a little bit easier for us? How can you handicap this thing? Can we get the Cliff Notes, the Reader's Digest version? What advice can you give somebody who is doing it for the first time or did it last year and don't remember what they did wrong or right?
I agree. I'll tell you this. Well, to you and friends and everybody, I get this question a lot. Is, you know, choosing a Medicare plan can feel complicated. It really doesn't have to be. You know, you'll first want to check a couple things. One, check your current coverage that you have today to see if it still meets your healthcare needs, and review your benefits, if they're going to change in the next year. And then I would say determine if the plan that you have is still a good fit for you and your budget. And that means paying attention to more than just the monthly premium. You'll also want to understand other out-of-pocket costs like the deductibles and the copays. You know, that stuff can add up. The good news for United Healthcare members, I would say, is that a vast majority of people will have access to $0 premium plans. And, all of our standard Medicare Advantage plans will offer $0 copays for things like virtual visits, mammograms, colonoscopies, routine dental, and vision and hearing exams. So, you know, I would just say a few of those things just to keep it real simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, every year there's something new. Every year there's something different. What might surprise people when they're going online this year if they haven't already signed up?
Yeah, that's a great question. Take the time, to understand and dive into options that are available to you so you can uncover some of the fantastic benefits that truly make a meaningful difference. You know, one example I could share, is at United Healthcare, we're particularly focused on delivering, a simple experience for our members, which means, the benefits that they have are easy and to use and easy to access. So people love our United Healthcare U-Card. That's an all-in-one access point for members to use their benefits, and it is integrated with the members' online portal. So, in fact, more than 6.3 million members across the country have used their UCare card in 2023, racking up 66 million transactions, amounting to more than $3 billion spent on their health and their well-being. So, it's important. And UCard includes all the features of a traditional health ID card and so much more. All the members can use their UCard to check in at any network provider's office or pharmacy, and they can spend earned rewards, in store or online. So again, you got a few days left to take the extra time to look into what plans offer and what's appealing to consider for your options.
Okay. We are talking to Craig Stillman, CEO of United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement Minnesota. Now, before you check up out of here, I need to ask you, for people who are looking for support, because these folks, they're like, girl, we're taking all the notes. Ask him this, ask him that. And one question that just came in was, if folks are looking for support as they make their Medicare open enrollment decisions, where can they go? Are there some resources available?
Yes, Shaletta, of course, and I appreciate it. I get this question a lot as well, so thank you for asking this. There are a lot of great resources available to help make the process of choosing a Medicare plan easier, and United Healthcare obviously is here to help. It's what we do. So for helpful educational information about Medicare, visit gettoknowmedicare.com. It's a great first stop to really ground yourself in the information so you feel prepared. But if people would like to learn more information about United Healthcare plans in particular, they can visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com, or you can call our number direct at 1-877-485-5521, and we have people ready to help, all the time.
Okay, give me that number again, because in radio, we always have to get a number twice because somebody's pulling on the side of the road and they done messed up the number. Is it 1-877? Yes, he said 1-877. Okay, give us the number.
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-877-485-5521.
Well, I know that your time is so valuable, and I just can't thank you enough for spending part of your Saturday with me, helping to educate our listeners as we are coming up on the close of this open enrollment season. My mission is access and information, and you can't access the right plan if you don't get the right information. So thank you for providing that information to us today.
Shaletta, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, and I appreciate it. And good luck to everybody trying to find Medicare plans. I appreciate all the time and all of your time. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here.
And you know what I'm going to do? As soon as this show is over, I'm going to write up a story from our interview, and I'm going to post it on WCCO Radio with links and phone numbers so that if anybody wants to share it, they'll have that available. They'll be able to print it out. They'll be able to take it to church tomorrow where we come together and share after service and have coffee or, you know, wherever we're going to be. We need to make sure we provide that information. So, Craig, I just appreciate you being here.
Likewise. Thank you, Shaletta. Talk to you soon.
All right. And you all don't go anywhere. I got more talking to do on the Shaletta Show.